Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Tom Crosdale.
There's been a rise in the number of job vacancies in the NHS. 30,000 positions needed filling this March. It was around 26,000 the year before. Nearly 40% of the gaps are in nursing roles. Louise Irvine is a GP. She says salaries and conditions are contributing to the problem.
The 1% pay cap and the pay freeze has made a real impact. And in fact, for some nurses, it really is not worth it for them to be working in the NHS, and many are leaving. It's not just that, it's conditions. It's the stress of work.
A 32-year-old man's being questioned after a police officer was hurt during a routine stop and search in Gravesend. It's claimed a driver didn't pull over for officers along Harmer Street at around midnight. The one-way system's been closed for much of the morning, but it has now reopened. A man's been jailed for attacking another man as he lay unconscious in Maidstone. The court heard how Jordan Heffernan kicked the victim in the head after he'd just been knocked out in a fight in the High Street in August last year. The 22-year-old from Upper Fant Road has been locked up for 8 months. 14 men who grew cannabis in Kent that would have been worth £50 million a year are due to be sentenced this week. More than 16,000 plants were found at sites in Gravesend, Rochester, Sittingbourne, as well as in Norfolk between 2013 and 2015.
KM FM News.
Health bosses in Kent say new mums will still get support with breastfeeding even if there are changes to the service. The county council's thinking about replacing existing community groups with NHS visitors. Sarah North volunteers to help women in Shepway. She says half of support groups will disappear.
Some of the services that we will lose, the groups we will lose, are quite rural ones. So, you know, that will result in a big impact for women living outer in smaller villages and towns.
Vandals have graffitied an iconic landmark on Folkestone seafront. Anarchist symbols have been sprayed onto the Lees Lift building, which is boarded up. It was forced to close 6 months ago because repairs would have cost too much.
This is KMFM.
The judge in the Charlie Gard case says he hopes lessons can be learned from it. The terminally ill baby's parents have decided against taking him to the US for experimental treatment after getting the results of a new brain scan. Mr. Justice Francis thinks parents and doctors who disagree over life or death treatment should be forced to mediate. Professor of Science Lord Robert Winston says involving lawyers is never ideal.
Great Ormond Street were absolutely right in the advice they gave to the parents. Of course, understandably, that's very, very difficult to take. That's why this has happened. And of course, once you have the courts involved, it just increases the agony.
The community's secretary insists great progress has been made to limit the number of empty homes in England. It's after it came out that 2,000 properties near Grenfell Tower are unoccupied. 600 of them have been for more than 2 years. Sajid Javid admits more work's needed.
The measures that we've taken in recent years to really limit the number of empty homes, they have been making a big difference. But looking forward, we always need to see what more we can do, especially when you look at our capital city and other parts of the country where we still have people that are rough sleeping, for example.
Experts are warning of a wasp invasion in Kent this summer. They say there's been a rise in them because of the mild winter and all the sun we've had. Pest controllers say they've been receiving around 100 calls a week recently to get rid of nests. And Justin Bieber's cancelled the rest of his world tour. His team say it's down to unforeseen circumstances. His manager said sorry.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
A big blow for athletics fans this lunchtime. With more on that and the rest of the day's sport, here's Joe.
Well, Great Britain's Greg Rutherford won't be at next month's World Athletics Championships in London. The 2012 Olympic long jump gold medalist pulled out with an ankle injury and says he's truly gutted. In swimming, and Great Britain's Adam Peaty has set a new world record in Budapest. He clocked a best ever time of 26.1 seconds in the 50 metres breaststroke heats at the World Championships. He competes in the final tomorrow. And in football, Gillingham striker Tom Eaves says he's looking forward to getting the season underway next week. The duos continued their good pre-season form with a 2-1 win over Ipswich Town at the weekend. Eaves says preparations over the last few months have been tough.
I'm just really looking forward to it to start now. Yeah, I'm glad that the majority of pre-season is out the way, I'm hoping. But yeah, it's just about more minutes, just getting as many minutes as I can and, you know, feeling as sharp as I can, ready for that first game against Doncaster away.
Tonight, the duels play Patro Eisden in a pre-season friendly. They start the season with their first League One game next Saturday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.